This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you traveling for the holidays? Today is expected to be one of the busiest days of the holiday season at the airports. The TSA is expected to screen more than 2.5 million passengers today. Now to that prisoner swap between the U.S. and Venezuela. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest.
The White House says 10 Americans who were released from prison in Venezuela have returned to the U.S. A fugitive defense contractor was also returned to U.S. custody. In exchange, the U.S. freed a close ally of Venezuela's president.
Israel calls this a serious blow to Hamas. It says it's found a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The IDF says it exposed the center of a vast underground network used by Hamas to move weapons, militants, and supplies throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel has said destroying the tunnels is a major objective of the offensive. The announcement comes as Hamas's top leader arrived in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a temporary ceasefire and a new hostage deal. Israel's offensive has devastated much of northern Gaza, killing nearly 20,000 Palestinians. But Hamas militants have put up stiff resistance lately, and its forces appear to remain largely intact in southern Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China is setting up hundreds of one-room housing units for survivors of that devastating earthquake. It destroyed more than 14,000 homes. At least 135 people died in the earthquake. Several more are still missing. Here at home, some top Democrats are worrying about President Biden's chances of being reelected in 2024. Their fear is that a drop in black voter turnout, along with some other challenges, could doom President Biden and his party in 2024. A federal judge has blocked a California law that would have banned carrying firearms in most public places, ruling that it violates the Second Amendment. This is AP News. Now to artificial intelligence.
A new report is urging companies to take action to address a harmful flaw in the AI technology that they build. The Stanford Internet Observatory found that more than 3,200 images of suspected child sexual abuse was in a database used to train leading AI image makers. Those same images have made it easier for AI systems to produce realistic and explicit imagery of fake children, as well as transform social media photos of fully clothed real teens into nudes. The watchdog group works with the Canadian Center for Child Protection and other anti-abuse charities to identify the illegal material, and they report the original photo links to law enforcement. Researchers are asking for anyone using harmful datasets to delete them or to clean the material. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.